about if it's colours coming from Malawi.
Well, the best is the best way to clean it, really, he says, is to put on paper tissues.
Really?
Paper tissues would be the best thing. That's the best way to absorb it. No problem Malawi now, paper tissues, there's no problem Siberia.
Only they don't miss in the night. Which one always brought?
Sorry?
A red serviette, red wine, I think if you're making it red, no?
That's a good colour, but that's a question. But the thing is, you're right, but you're wrong, because no one, you might make tissues red to start with, but once someone's got a tissue, no one colours it.
It throws out.
It throws out. So therefore, there's no issue of survey on tissues. Yeah? That's not a problem. So you're right, on a baguette, a white tissue, then it's the difference between white and red. But on a tissue, a serviette, something which is meant to be thrown away, there's no difference whatsoever. That is allowed to be done. Another possibility we said last time is to lift up the tablecloth slightly. Then someone will put tissues underneath it, wipe it up, and put it away. So that's either Eitzah, we said is okay. And then we finished off with a Kiddush last week. We're going with Oruch HaShabbos. Oruch HaShabbos is Machben. It's about a plastic tablecloth. It's quite common in people's houses. So he says, a plastic tablecloth, no problem to pour water onto it. That's not a problem. Pouring water onto a plastic tablecloth is not a problem. It's not called soaking, it doesn't absorb. But, he says, there could be a problem to rub it. Rubbing it looks like a very slight bit of it goes in, and to rub it with a force is problematic. And therefore, one should not rub forcefully a plastic tablecloth. Someone just told me today, someone asked Mishaela, they've got a plastic tablecloth, and they like to clean it, and they spray it with bleach. You want them to shower of ibud, tanning. So I said, it's not a shower of tanning, but the shower, if there is a problem, it's wiping it with a force, some poskim holds a problem. So many people have got plastic tablecloths at home. So you've got these disposable ones, there's no problem. Right? And what happens is very often those just get wrapped up and put in the dustbin. But a harder plastic, one can wash it. One is allowed to wash it, but one should not rub it vigorously. One shouldn't rub it with a force. One should rub it softly. You can get rid of the dirt like that, that's fine.
With water?
Sorry?
With water?
With water, yeah. It's no malabin. We said there's no shriya, there's no soaking. There's no issue of soaking it. There's no issue of malabin. There's no problem with malabin. The only problem is rubbing it with force could be a problem. Therefore, that one shouldn't do. I don't know if anyone holds that, but that's what Oruch HaShabbos says one should avoid to do. The next shayla is today, a very interesting shayla about spraying, using whipping cream on Shabbos. What's the problem? What's the problem with using whipping cream on Shabbos?
It's a liquid before it comes out.
What's wrong?
I don't know.
What's the shayla with a whipping cream?
Solid.
So I want to tell you, that was a good shayla. Is there a problem to squeeze out of a tube tomato? I went to get a tube. Or
it's
mayonnaise, mayo. Let's say you get this, Tommy mayonnaise. That's the one, Tommy mayonnaise. No. Is there a problem with schita on Tommy mayonnaise?
No.
What?
No.
Why not?
Food.
Right, it's not absorbed into anything, yeah? It's a separate thing, it's not a problem with that at all. So there's no problem with that over there. No, there's no problem with Sud's schita of letting out Tommy mayonnaise. What about
shapes?
Shapes might be, yeah, it's a nice shape. It's a very simple shape, it's a very basic shape, it's not a major shape, it's no problem. So the nice that you can squeeze out tomato ketchup as well, there's no problem with squeezing tomato ketchup. Though what you're doing having tomato ketchup on Shabbos, but the mice, if someone has tomato ketchup on Shabbos, the mice, there's no problem of schita. But my shadows are like this. I've got a few examples over here, which we'll see was interesting. The lady we have to speak with us. All these sprays, I want to know if you can use them on Shabbos. This is a hair shampoo spray. Let's take another one over here. This is a mousse spray. Mousse spray. We'll see. What could be the problem with that? What should be the shadow? So we're coming to a very interesting point over here. Now, let's start from the beginning. The first thing is that in Shin Chav Siv Zayin, there's a very interesting halach in Shulchan Aruch. Oh, where's Moshe today? Moshe's not here.
Where's Moshe? In Shin Chav Siv Zayin, there's a halach, it's based on the Gemara, and the Gemara says that it's also the rustic kelach b'shabbos, a person who cannot take ice or snow and squeeze it on Shabbos and get it into a liquid. That's brought halacha in Shin Chav Siv Tes. Brought halacha this over here.
Hashereb al-borod ein maraskin oisom, you may not crush them. Dahainu, the shabron achadik is like to break this one piece, kadeshio zoivu meimov, in order that it runs into a liquid. What's the problem with that? So Mishmor brings two shittas over here, very interesting. The first shitta is the Rambam, and the Rambam says the reason why it can't be done is, let's just find it here. Sorry, it's the second shitta. Let's start with the first one. The first one's Rashi. Rashi says, Domi le melocha sheboire hamayim halolu. It's like a new creation. You had a solid, and by you crushing it, you're making it into a liquid, it's like you've made something new. Which is makwapatish. It resembles a bit makwapatish.
It came from a liquid. This solid came from a liquid.
Now it's a solid. Now, on Shabbos, you're changing from what it was, a solid, to a liquid. So to the onlooker, or to you itself, it looks like you're making something new. So it's like makwapatish. That's how Rashi is learning. The Rambam learns, that's how it comes in here, the Rambam learns that it's doimer to... It's very similar to Schitas Peiros. What happens is a fruit, someone's got a grape, and he squeezes the grape, and from the grape you get a liquid that comes out. This is the same thing. It's very similar here. What you're doing is, you're taking an ice cube, you're squeezing it, crushing it with your hands, it comes out into a liquid. It resembles very much the Malach of Dosh.
Ice pot.
To do what?
Ice pot.
Yeah. And what do you want to do with it? Crush it. So you want with the same shiloh. With exactly the same shiloh. Someone's got an ice pot, let's say for example, and he wants to crush it up. He wants to crush the ice pot with his hands into a liquid. That is lechor in this problem. Yeah.
Why did you say it's like bishul? Because in a way, bishul instead of heat is pressure. But a change of state.
Say that again. Why is it not what?
Instead of cooking with heat, I just do it with pressure and I change of state.
My friend, bishul has to be with fire. You can't do it. Bishul even when the sun is not out. There's no bishul even when you cook in the sun. The sun cooks an egg, let's say, for example, directly. There's no bishul. It has to be that it's with fire only. So there's no, it's not this, it's changing the thing, but it has to be done with fire. Here it's either, it looks like makapatish, or it's doing it to dosh. It looks like dosh. That's just one variation. I just want to add on a very important point here. Many research, not many, some research them hold that this pshat, that it's like creating something new, is not pshat because it's like makapatish, it's a new, it's a metzias. Something new has come, it's muksa. This item was never around before, now it's changed, it's a muksa to come in. What?
You're allowed to an ice cube in water.
You're coming, you're jumping the share, you have to wait a minute. We'll come to you, hold on. Come on. So you hear again, very important because it makes a big knock in. There's two shots in why it's osa, which is really three. One shot is the Rambam's the most simpler. He's over here, it's dosh. It looks very similar to dosh. Because you're changing from, you've got a solid, and you like a grape, you squeeze it from a solid, you get liquid coming out. That's dosh. Who adds in, if you take an ice cube and or ice snow and you squash it and you get liquid, it resembles dosh, we don't allow it. And the other we've shown him learn, Rashi, say with Trumas, they learn that you're making something new. It's like a new creation.
Originally it's from water. This ice cube originally from water, and it's going back to water. Why is it something new?
Because now it's ice.
I'm putting it back into the original state.
You're right, it's not a rice, sir. It's not Mavish's rice.
Why is it why is it new?
Because to the onlooker it was ice and it's now water.
But originally it's from
but you don't look back where it was. The person doesn't think where it was. He thinks now, I had snow in front of me.
Something which never ever was, and now it is. I can understand this, because it's new. So which never ever was. If this was liquid, it turned into a solid.
Did you say a biscuit is allowed to crumble up?
That's token, I don't know if you're right. I hear what you're saying, but he's a Xavier Drabonon. But what about a person might make a mistake? A person makes a mistake, he sees snow which is crushed up.
Reason, because if that's something new, it's not something new. That's what I'm trying to say. If you're using that reason, if you're using that thought, I understand. But new is something new, it's not something new. It was water, it made it so solid and go back
to water. Well, maybe it was always ice. Maybe
you
always
have it
with ice and ice
isn't
it?
Any
ice comes from a liquid. You can't come with it.
Sure,
I don't know.
How
does ice fall? Only from a liquid.
Even in that, I don't even look at the past. People don't look at the past. People see what a mess is. They see the mice you do.
That's rare. I can say it's new. Why? Because it was a liquid.
I hear what you're saying. The mice are saying that is the problem. Yeah. Now, there's a very big nafkamina, which goes right across the Chazmoyla. Big nafkaminas. let's just carry, let's start with him first, what we said. The same Gemara carries on that if you leave it in the sun, that's mutter. Yeah, the Gemara carries on, the Bacham actually carries on. The Gemara carries on, if you put it into a kosher yain or mayim, if you put this ice cube in a cup of wine or a cup of water, it's mutter. Now the question is, what's happened all of a sudden? Now why does it now become mutter? What's happened to this case that it becomes mutter? And this is a character boy, a big nafkamina. So the Rishonim say there's two different shotim. One pshat is, which fits in with the first pshat of the Rambam, is that when it happens by itself, Chazal won't go there. Chazal made a gezeira, you can't take ice cubes and squash up. Which is very simple. If it's dosh, you understand it. If it's a gezeira of dosh, we understand very well what's going on. If you squeeze it out, it resembles dosh. If it happens by itself, then it's nothing to do with dosh. No problem. Yeah, that's how some Rishonim learn. According to that, I'll come to Nachman's minute. That's one pshat. Then the other pshat of the Mishnah, which is another pshat, another pshat learns that the reason why it's mutter in a cup of wine or water is because it's not recognizable. The issa of crushing up snow or ice is when it's recognizable that you're making a liquid. If the liquid dissolves into something else and you can't see it, there was no gzeiras chazal.
So if you do it over a bowl of water, you crush this ice over a bowl of water.
Over a bowl of water.
Over a bowl of water, you can't
see it. Yeah, but you can see the water coming out.
Oh, you mean out.
Oh, no, wait a second. Very important. This makes a big knuckle in a way. The whole shear depends on this. Again, let me just repeat the two things. There's two shots in white mutter when it's in liquid. One shot is it happens by itself. When it goes in liquid, it dissolves by itself. Therefore, chazal won't go there. The other shot is, that's not shot because it happens by itself. The shot is that since it's not recognizable, chazal will never go there. Can anyone tell me a nafgamina between the two explanations?
What's the two explanations?
Right, Moishi, one explanation is it happens by itself, and one is it's not recognizable.
What's recognizable?
When you put an ice cube in a glass of water, can you see the ice cube dissolving? Mm-hmm. You look very clearly. Moishi, Moishi. So that's what they say is a break. They want to tell me a practical difference between the two explanations. Mm-hmm. Come on, please.
An ice cube in clear water.
In?
Clear water.
Clear water?
Clear
water.
Clear water.
Yeah, that's a good question. That's a good what? It's not right. It's a good question, right? It's not right, though. Because you can't see it dissolving. Now, ice, you can see the kind of change in the parts of something. Oh, so hot water might be a problem. According to the first fact, it happens by itself. So you have to know in hot water, you have to know if that's right. Then I want another nafkamina, a poshter nafkamina.
With liquid on its own, if you put it on its own.
If someone takes ice cubes out of the freezer and he puts it in an empty glass, and it dissolves by itself. According to the Mechaba, according to the Pshat, that it happens by itself, it's mutter.
Okay.
What?
It's okay.
The mice says no problem. According to that, there's no problem at all. However, if you learn a voice, it mustn't be not recognizable.
See,
well, here it's recognizable. You can see it dissolve by itself. It's a problem.
Yeah. Is it the same with these, you know, you can get these herbal, vitamins, it's a tablet, and you put it to water, it dissolves.
So that's a kasha. Let me ask you a kasha. If you make a cup of coffee, is that a problem on Shabbos? That's not called nicker. That's not called. It's recognizable. You can't see it dissolving. You can see the color changing. That's not what Chazal meant. Chazal meant you can't see the actual thing dissolving by itself. That's a problem. Otherwise, not a problem.
If I've got it in a big jug, a lot of ice can stir it.
Oh, so that's another matter now. Very good.
Yes.
Let's say, for example, if I've got an ice cube in a glass of water. Now, if you learn, it has to be the reason why it's water because it happens by itself. If I take a spoon and knock it around the side to crush it, that's the whole problem.
I'm not crushing it. I'm mixing it with. I've got a load of cocktail. I'm mixing it.
What's cocktail? Liquid.
A cocktail. I've got loads of different things inside that. Jar.
A liquid.
In liquid. Maybe it's fruit. Maybe some fruit in there. Strawberries. Well, that's what I'm mixed together with oil. I'm not crushing it. I'm mixing it. Softly mixing it.
I haven't got the seeds right. What have you got? I don't know what you got.
I've got a gin and tonic.
Right, all these are gin and tonic.
Inside a cocktail.
What's a gin and tonic?
Bring one tomorrow.
Tell me one tomorrow, I said, Carl. Well, I'm not sure what you mean. What have you got there?
You got tonic and you got water and you got and you pour in ice and you put in vegetables or fruit. Make a cocktail out of it. And I want to stir the ice in everything.
It's not dissolving, is it dissolving or not?
It's not dissolving.
I put my ice cube in the snow in water and you stir it. That's my stirring it is going to dissolve it. That's much worse. Now, boys, I want to show you something very interesting.
The coffee granules, you do it in a glass cup. I see it every
That's
day.
That's tomorrow. You can see the colour. You can't see the granules changing. It's dissolved. That's the different side. It's dissolved. But after that, you can't see the actual result. Now, I want to show you something very interesting. This is a lady's shampoo, yeah? Now, this is very interesting. If you hear it inside here, you can hear it liquid inside there, yeah? If I spray on here, can you see what's happening? Oh, it's freezing cold. Can you see it? It's coming to a powder. What moisture? So moisture at the corridor. What happened? This is called dead. I forgot to explain something. So this, what I just told you before, is a machlokes. What the heter of in a cup is a machlokes between machaber and mor. The machaber holds the heter if it happens by itself. And therefore, the Machaber holds you can take ice by itself and leave it in the sun to melt. Because the main criteria is it happens by itself. The Ramah holds the Chachilah, it has to be only in something else. So according to the Ramah, the Chachilah, one may not take ice cubes and leave it in the open in a cup, let it dissolve by itself. Now, this case over here, I think it's worth calling to everyone because it's not this happens straight away. This is not called Remain, I think. This is a thing that's happening straight away. It's like, I thought it's a problem in this case, even according to the Machaber. According to the Ramah, it's definitely recognised, it's definitely not allowed. Even according to the Machaber, I'm not sure, but according to the Machaber, it's not like putting it in the sun. If Machaber allows you to put something in the sun, it dissolves it, that's allowed. This, the Chayr, is worse.
You don't have to do it. I'm not sure how to perform it. I think it's a problem. So the chayra, that will be a thing not to use. So this we have to speak about myself. What about making a cup of coffee on Shabbos? Is making a cup of coffee on Shabbos a problem of moiety? We've touched on it, and I think that's so far.
Okay, so we'll stop there.
We do have
a Mario here. Is that Mario here?
There was a
meeting. I'm happy to stop here, yeah. We've got a meeting.